As we sit, let's experiment by making the hearing the primary focus of our attention, recognizing that we are immersed and bathed by a soundscape that is continually present and presenting itself to our ears. Letting the breath and a sense of the body move into the background of our attentional field and featuring again hearing itself, another way of sensing, but with a different focus. Giving our full attention to hearing whatever is here to be heard, not looking for sound or looking or expecting anything, just hearing whatever is here to be heard. Sounds and spaces between sounds and silence itself. Becoming familiar with this lack of any sound. Exploring that nothingness of the silence and immersing ourselves into what that may mean for us. So moment by moment, being in touch with hearing, with sounds near, sounds far, allowing them to be just as they are, suspending any judgment, and simply attending to them moment by moment by moment. Noticing, of course, if we have any judgments or evaluation of the sounds we are hearing, whether we find pleasing or not, but if we can, putting our willingness and an effort on suspending judgment, just sensing by hearing, just letting whatever sounds are actually here to be here as they are, the sound and the spaces between them, accepting all, particularly silence, something that we are not so comfortable to appreciate or to be in. It seems that all something need to be there, a lacking feeling. So in this meditation, cultivating this idea that nothing is really lacking. Everything here is what needs to be here. Maintaining this feeling that nothing is lacking, moment by moment, and bringing our mind back to the hearing over and over again where our mind is carried away, just as we do in any other meditation. So for the next minute or so, let's expose ourselves to the sounds as we are doing and the silence. And when you're ready, let's let go of the hearing. Even though when the sounds will still be coming to our ears, inviting ourselves to now intentionally feature center stage our stream of thinking. Positioning again our thoughts and emotions as center stage in the field of our awareness, right here, right now. Just watching what is in our mind without fixing anything, without answering to anything, without pursuing anything. So this meditation of on our thoughts and emotions is not the same as inviting ourselves to think as many thoughts are possible of, for or never search for thoughts, but rather to simply recognize what is in our mind right this moment and recognize them, the thoughts, as thoughts. Not the truth and not you. Thoughts being secretions of the thinking mind that comes and goes. Just recognizing this stream of thoughts that just are into our minds in any moment. And being okay if there is no thoughts at any particular time. In fact, this can be a relationship to our thoughts in a very same way that we had a relationship with the sounds or the body, treating them again as discrete events in the field of our awareness that arise and linger ever so briefly and then pass away, just as the waves of the sea, and noticing by just watching their various contents and features, emotional charge, and not doing anything about it, just watching. Without getting pulled into the content or into the thought stream. As one thought leads to the other, which leads to another, and there's non-stop. We just cultivate the simply sitting by the bank of the thought stream. Like listening to the gurglings of and bubblings of this stream. Seeing the flow of the thought that passed by. And when we are pulled into the stream itself, when we are get caught into the thought that inevitably will be from time to time, just noticing that you're caught on this, on it, that has happened, but whenever you become aware of it, hauling yourself out of the stream once again and reestablishing yourself as the silent watcher of the thoughts. Just attend to each thought as just what it is, as a thought, not as a truth, not as a fact, but as one more feature and very powerful of the interior landscape of our mind and our lives. Just watching, without being afraid of anything, or surprise of anything, accepting everything, just making sure that we are not caught into fixing, grabbing, or pushing away. Resting here in awareness of the thought stream, moment by moment, perhaps seeing much more clearly than usual exactly what is unfolding right now. The constant chatter and commentary of our own minds, seeing each thought vividly as it arises, lingers, and dissolves, and then another thought arises, perhaps detecting moments in which there is no thought. Just sitting here, attending to thoughts as events, bubbles and eddies and tiny whirlpools of the stream of the mind, that we don't need to have to take it so personally, that can be seen and known in awareness. So able to see and know the thoughts in awareness as they are, just secretions of the mind, without being quite so caught up in them, and coming back to attending again and again when you do get lost in thoughts. Just watching. In this meditation of watching the thoughts, being aware that also if something is very strong that is difficult to be watched, just feeling free to come back, don't just come to your body or your breathing and make that the focus of your attention, as some thoughts or emotions are just too powerful to be held in awareness. And it may need some practice until we can do that. And being okay with anything that happens, as far as if we cannot do this time, we will do it some other time. The main thing is being present and recognizing what is actually there. Just feeling it. Having a pulse on it, reclaiming your life by just being present. And when you're ready, now letting go of attending the thought stream and just letting yourself rest in awareness with no particular effort to fixate on any object of attention, what is sometimes called choiceless awareness or pure awareness, like the sky that can hold anything and everything, any aspect of our experience unfolding, including our darkest and most persistent aversive thoughts and deepest fear, and yet not is not tainted or disturbed or harmed by any of it, an awareness that sees and knows it all just as it is. And in the seeing, in the knowing, is free from the pull of negativity and habit. And this presence provides a new place to reside, a new way to be, a new space, a door that opens to live or to a life that is trustworthy and authentic. An awareness that is bigger than thinking, that reconnect us with our intrinsic wholeness, wisdom, this is called in the Japanese Zen tradition, shikantaza, or just sitting. Nothing else. Nothing else is needed. A status of abandoning the framework, not fixing anything, just taking everything in. And knowing that this is it. There's no better time to do this. This is it. The irreplaceable, only one, never again present moment. Just sitting, nothing else. In this meditation of just sitting, just perhaps having our eyes open and discover the alertness that we can have to this present moment. Opening completely with an open heart, with the presence of the heart. What mindfulness is about, the presence of heart, just sitting and opening to anything, accepting all, rejecting nothing. This is it.